Okay. If my research is correct, which of course it is, all I have to do is place this gem in the eye of the cat and pull down on its paw. Yes! There's the lamp. Oh, it's really smaller than I thought it would be. Poor little guy must be really cramped in there. Oh, genie. It's time to come out. Genie. Oh, wow. You are gorgeous. You're welcome. Yes, you may call me mistress. Oh, you've not had a mistress before. So only masters. This is working out better than I thought. Unlimited wishes for me coming right up. So tell me, genie, do you like the idea of having a mistress instead of a master? Oh, so you find me sexy, do you? Well, the feeling is quite mutual. What must you tell me? I can't seduce you into granting me more than 3 wishes. Of course. I would never assume otherwise, genie. My first wish. Oh, my first wish, genie, is for you to create for me a bedroom full of candles, the finest sheets, gorgeous lingerie of silks and satins, with a bed and cushions so comfortable, no man, mortal, or otherwise, can say no to me. That's a dangerous request. For me or for you, genie? Are you saying you won't grant me my wish? Thank you. Yes, now please. Look at it all, it's beautiful. And this negligee. It feels amazing on my skin. And it fits like a glove. You chose the color. I do like it. I can't say I've worn such a gorgeous purple before. Do you like it, genie? Is that why you chose it? Well, thank you. Yes, there is more, but not another wish right now. At least not yet. I would like you to come join me here on the bed. Oh, now get that look off your face, genie. I just want to know more about you. Who and what were you before you became this all-powerful genie? You were a man who sold the finest fabrics in the land. Ah. So what I'm feeling here is your expertise. I appreciate that. This fabric is delicious on my skin. I can't stop touching myself. Anyway, so you are a man. Were you married? No. Really? I'm sure there were many women that would have wanted to serve as your wife. among other things. You're trying to hide a smile from me. I'm not wrong, am I? And how did this happen to you, this curse, as you call it? So it was thieves that placed a curse on you. And how did they do that? A powerful witch? Oh, that must have been terrible for you. How long ago did that happen? That long? And how long were you locked up in your lamp before I found you? So, you're a man who had a genie curse placed on you 227 years ago. And you've been stuck in your lamp for the last 27 of those years. At least. Sure, I understand. Can't really tell time in there. So, does that mean it's been 227 years since you've been with a woman, Jeannie? Oh. So, seeing me now in front of you, wearing this gorgeous negligee that you dressed me in, that shows off every curve, and is sheer enough to see all my good bits. Does it turn you on? You cannot answer. Why? You can, but you prefer not to. I understand. No, that would be all for now. Oh, Jeannie, no, you don't have to go back in the lamp. You can stay here with me or go outside for a bit and get some fresh air. Just stay close, okay? Thank you, Jeannie. You are most welcome. So, he's gorgeous and has a power no mortal man can offer me. Yet, he, in that beautiful body, obviously carries a lot of pain. Pain I have to cut through to get what I want. But perhaps I'm overthinking it. Maybe a subtle approach might be what's best. And there is no need to rush this. There's far too much to gain. I'll just position myself here so when he comes back, he can be boldly reminded of what he hasn't been able to have in over 200 years. And what he so obviously craves. A woman. And a wet one from that. I can't tell if I'm wet from the power or gorgeous he is. We'll just have to see. Oh, Jeannie, can you please come back in here? Hello. Do you like what you see? I'm guessing you've not seen a pussy in a very long time. At least not one that you can have. Oh? Only that long? And how's that? Your last master had a cat. Funny and gorgeous. I see. You seem uncomfortable. Ginny, you don't have to avert your eyes. I don't mind you watching me touch myself. Join me here, please. Sit beside me. As long as you can do one thing first. Yes, of course. Oh! What is... a chastity belt, Genie? Seriously? An owl, by the way. Please take it off me now. No, take it off me now. Genie, you can trust me. And that is not one of my wishes, by the way. Fine. Yes, I promise not to touch myself whilst you're sitting next to me. Ugh. Much better. Thank you. Genie, why do you fear my sexuality? Do you find me unattractive? Quite the contrary. Well then, what is it? There is a legend. What kind of legend? The legend of the patty. And you know this to be absolutely true. I see. So let me just make certain I heard this correctly. Genies are not allowed to have intercourse with their masters or mistresses. It is simply forbidden. And if they break that law, for the time they remained under the power of said master or mistress, they will be in a permanent state of high arousal without ever being able to release. Ever? The ability to ejaculate is blocked forever. Oh, that is some dark curse. But do you actually know it to be true, Genie? Do you know anyone that has... Okay, I trust you. And indeed, I agree, it would be a great risk. Unless, of course, someone was under the Demetis enchantment. Yes. I do know about it. What do you know about it? It is the dismissal enchantment. It would free you. But of course, you know there's only one way to do that. True. Not many people know about it, but I did my homework before finding you. So that means you couldn't be affected by the Patty Curse, Genie. Oh, Genie, do you think I would lie to you? I'm an intelligent woman, and I'm very good at what I do, I might add. I forgot something. What? I'm sexy as well. Now I've got him. Thank you, Genie. It's nice to see you smile. I have to tell you, the idea of giving you pleasure to break your curse after 227 years is... Oh, I am so turned on by the thought. Yes. What do you say, Genie? Can I give you some much-needed pleasure? Perhaps with my mouth to start? Hands, too, of course. I will take very good care. I know you need this so badly. Oh, and you are so rigid already. Oh, your cock is beautiful. It's not going to take long for you to ejaculate. Well, there is one thing you must promise me, Jeannie. You cannot come in my mouth. You must come in my pussy. Oh, no, that is part of it. Well, when's the last time you heard about it? You know how things get lost in translation. Like I said, I've done my homework, and there is nothing I want more than to be successful at this. What? Why are you stopping me? Two more wishes. Oh, I understand. Once you're released, you won't have your magic anymore, but I just really want to do this for you, Jeannie. You've given me this beautiful bedroom. Well, perhaps. All the gold in the land. That is a good wish. I would love that. Jeannie, I now have my second wish. Please make me the richest woman in the land with gold. You're turning me on even more. My third wish. But I don't want you to grant that third wish yet. Not quite. I'm not quite done with you yet. You're not going to last much longer. Well, Jeannie. You don't have to. I'm going to ride you to bliss, baby. Oh, yes, and freedom. And remember, I want you to explode inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, look at that big cock sliding between my pussy lips. Glistening already from my mouth and all that pre-cum. Oh, you are delicious, Jeannie. I want you inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, Jeannie. Started to melt. all you are worth. After all this time. Oh, genie. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, don't come for me yet. Hold on just a little longer. I knew it's been so long. Oh, I know, baby, and it's going to be so good. Oh, your cum is going to be so good for me. For us, I mean. For both of us. Oh, this experience. Oh, feeling you explode inside of me after so many years. After centuries of being locked up. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Ah, after centuries of being cursed. Oh, yes. Oh, trust me, genie. Trust that this pussy is going to bring you to bliss. Oh, yes, baby. All I need you to do is ask for permission to come inside of me. And that's all you have to do. You don't remember that part? Well, who's done more research here? You or me? And who has the power right now? Who has the power to set you free? Oh, yeah, set you free with this tight, wet, warm pussy fucking you. Oh, yeah, riding you. You want to come, baby? Oh, yes, I want you to come. Oh, you have had zero pleasure. Years of celibacy, you deserve this. Just ask me, genie. Just ask to come inside of me. Yes. Yes, come inside of me, yes. Oh no, genie, nothing has gone wrong. What has happened is you are now mine forever. No one can steal you, and I can now have unlimited wishes. Yes! Oh, but I can, genie. I didn't use the Demeter's enchantment. I use the Possession M curse. Yes. Oh, yes, I did, and it worked gloriously. Oh, genie. I know you want to be set free. I do. But your life is going to be very different now. Yes, very. True, you will always be a genie. But you will always have me as your mistress. And as your mistress, you will never have to live in that bottle again. No. You will forever live in my pussy. Not trapped. No, more like a lifelong guest. And every time I summon you, I will do so by rubbing my pussy. And what that means for you, dear genie, is you will feel the highest, most beautiful pleasure every time you are summoned. And believe me, I will be summoning you for far more than wishes. That petty curse no longer exists for you. This curse does not limit your pleasure. We can give each other pleasure again and again every single day. Oh, you are not my slave, genie. Oh, you are my lover. With wishful benefits. So tell me, while it's not quite freedom, it doesn't sound so bad, does it? Living in my warm, sweet, wet cunt, instead of in that dark, dingy, tiny, cramped, cold lamp? I'd like you to come out now, genie. Oh, yeah. Come to me, genie. Oh, I need you. Ah, there you are. Forgive me? Now you're talking. This is definitely the start of a very beautiful friendship. One filled with gorgeous, rapturous, and filthy pleasures.